మ్యారేజ్ టుడే ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ అబౌట్ సాధ్య అన్నం అండ్ సాధన అన్నం, టూ టైప్స్. కెన్ యూ థింక్ దట్ యూ టాట్ అస్ అబౌట్ తత్వ, పురుషార్థ అండ్ హిత. Okay, I understand that sadhya annam is tattva purusharta and hita means sadhana.
Don't think in that way. Sadhya means certain goals I have to reach, which help me to progress in spiritual life. So, tattva means what is my goal. Hita means, purusharta means what is the purpose of the life. Now, all these fall under hita, or how do we progress?
Yeah.
So, without food, physical food, can you be healthy?
No.
If you are not healthy, can you either enjoy the world, much less progress in spiritual life? So, sadhya anna means certain goals to be formulated in life, and that is also food. So, for example, I read scriptures. I understand that spiritual progress is the goal of every intelligent human being. Now, the scripture is food or not?
Yes.
Through that scripture only, I am getting what goals I should formulate in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That is called sadhya, means what are my goals in life. And those ideas, they are called foods.
Okay.
And then, actually, how do I reach those goals, realize those goals? For that, body-mind complex must be utilized in the form of Panchamahayagnas.
Okay.
Does it make sense now?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Rasputama.
Okay, Daniel.
So, you have talked many times about the triangle of Adhyatmika, Adibhautika and Adhidevika.
Correct.
And I've been thinking a lot about it, and because it's such a, obviously, geometrical shape, it makes my mind wonder, because Adhyatmika we can experience, Adibhautika we can experience, Adhidevika, depending on how we define that, we can also experience, although it's less obvious how. But what is there anything in between these? Since it's a triangle, is there something between?
No. No. Every experience that we experience, everything that we experience involves these three.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a small example. So, I'm hungry, I want to eat food. So, I am the Adhyatmika. I am hungry. I want to remove the hunger. So, I fall under the individual, Adhyatmika. And how do I get rid of my hunger? Food must be there, outside me, external to me. And that falls under Adi Bhautika, or in other words, whatever is external to me. But I must have the capacity to see and understand. I should see. This is the food. For that, I require my eyes to function.
Which we cannot live without.
Then, where for that power, which reveals to me in the form of my, let us say, my eye and my nose, smell. Here is food. So, the food is giving out smell.
Yeah.
That is the power of Adhidaivika. And I am able to experience that sight and smell. That is the power of the Adhidaivika. In me, the power to understand. In the object, as a revelation of what I am seeking. You see, if I am blind, I can't see. If my nose goes bad, I can't smell. And that power, universal power of seeing and smelling, is called Adhidaivika. You understand now?
Crystal clear.
All the five senses, individually, the individual, a small bit of that power of God in each one of our individuals in the form of five sense organs, and the corresponding experiences in the outside world, seeability, smellability, tastability, touchability, hearability. That collective power is called Adidaivika. So if that power is not there, I will not survive. So this is the triangle, that which connects me with the external world and which works in both, that is called Adidaivika. Clear?
Absolutely crystal clear. Thank you so much, Bhagavan.
Yes.
Pranam, Swamiji Guruji Maharaj, Pranam.
Okay.
You mentioned about the purpose of history. So if we translate this to our own, the past life, that's also a history of our own self.
Correct.
So that is also to be used as a learning?
Absolutely. Life is only for learning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what history means. What you look back and learn the lessons, whether it is world history, whether it is individual history. History means what knowledge we have of the past. That is called history. So then we have to be discriminative and say that is called study of history. Where have I gone wrong? Where did I do the right thing? So how to strengthen what I did right? How to overcome what I did not do right? That is the purpose of studying history.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes, every government, every government also has to do the same thing.
So in this case, my own thoughts about what I've learned, that itself is an unknown for my own consumption?
It is only our, the whole creation is created only for each one of our consumption and growth.
Okay.